It's another ramble from it's another ramble from me. On a few things that I feel like is often being brought up on, or at least has on GWA Backstage, and has been on TeamSpeak, where some GWA member or Backstage members come as well. And that's the whole cliquishness thing. Which in and of itself isn't a bad thing, and I don't see it as an issue on here either, but there seem to be people that feel like it's an issue, and I don't know, I just want to address it because it's on my mind every now and then. And I'm also gonna talk about being new and being an old member on GWA and how that stuff changes your view on things, and also gonna have a little addendum only really related to TeamSpeak users, but anyway, so first of all, the whole cliquishness or an in and an out crowd. GWA, at Backstage or TeamSpeak for that matter, is not really different from real life in the aspect that we're all human. We all have different types of people we get along with better, and we have people that we simply just want to hang out with, and we have people that we don't really want to hang out with. In real life, and on TeamSpeak, and on Backstage, you really sometimes you have the option to, or in real life, I would say you always have the option to cut that person out of your life. On Reddit, you more or less do. On TeamSpeak, it's hard because you're confined to a very small space where most of the same people that come on, are going to be regulars and are going to be people that you either get along with or don't, but can't really avoid them all that much unless, you go into a different room all the time. But the whole thing is that you can't stop people from finding friends. You can't stop people from finding others that they simply just get along with better and have a better connection with. And apparently this, or not apparently, this is something that gets brought up fairly often on Backstage, I think, and also on TeamSpeak. And it's just, obviously everyone would like to be liked, but it's just not a possibility for everyone to fit in everywhere, and people are gonna make groups and it's gonna feel exclusionary, and there isn't a whole lot of stuff you can do about it. And if people don't want you as their friends, that's how it is. You can't really change that, and to assume that it's something that you or mods have a chance to change is not really realistic. I should add that as an addendum as well. Yes, I have for once actually structured my ramble a bit. It's just a natural thing. It happens. So, on the whole new versus old. sorry. when you're new to GWA and when you're new to everything here, everything is exciting and you might be very eager or very shy. Both are, in my opinion, quite often not well received. Shy usually gets taken a lot better than eager. Because eagerness often feels pushy, and shyness is, you know, not really, like, a kind of a non-factor. So when you're new here, obviously you want to talk to a bunch of people, and you want to get to know everyone, and you just want to find some cool people to be friends with and whatever, and it's the internet, and sure, people kind of sort of become friends faster or whatever you want to call it, but friendship certainly is sort of magic. I don't watch My Little Pony. Sometimes you get friends and sometimes you don't. That's just kind of how it is. Not too much to really say on that. But on the opposite side, me now being an older member, I remember asking my good friend No Name on what he thought of me when I first joined, and kind of ties into Lady Boner 36 as well, because me and Lady Boner joined around the same time, I think, or at least on the Skype groups we had back then. And the three of us hit it off very quickly. But I asked No Name, I think a year ago or something, what he thought of me back then. And he thought the exact same thing that I just said about the new guys, that or new people, that the whole eagerness and shit. And he was actually kind of annoyed with me. Thankfully, I calmed down a bit. But so it's a lot of what I see these days, that and mostly guys, because there aren't that many girls that really join TeamSpeak, that they're often a bit too cocky or eager or whatever you want to call it, and completely misread the atmosphere. So it makes it difficult to integrate people into things. And there, I mean, that kind of ties in with the shyness that, you're also not going to instantaneously become friends when you're, not that good at opening up or whatever you want to call it. And a whole different point, or sort of related to this, is seeing some of the people that joined back when I first did, that I had a terrible impression of back then, that then are still around. And when I not talk to them, but talk to people that are in contact with them, and they're talking, or they have nice things to say, it's really fucking hard to understand where they're coming from when you have a shitty impression of someone. Maybe that's two-faced, But yeah, I think it's hard to change your view like that just because time has elapsed. Yeah. That was a kind of a short ramble. Anyway, so the PSA stuff to people that actually use TeamSpeak or that think about joining TeamSpeak. And we've tried to convey this a multiple times. There we go. We have a report system on there, and it's by no means flawless or genius, but only way that we ever get to do anything as mods is usually when we have some kind of evidence backing up the claims of whoever is making a report. So, yeah, if someone's talking shit in chat, can't really, write a report and say this dude or this girl is a duty head. It's not really going to get us anywhere. It's like, all right, duly noted. Also, the reports are anonymous. And if you report something and don't give your name, can't really go further with it. It's like screenshots or making sure that there are other people around that can verify whatever you're saying. That would help a lot. And the last thing I want to touch on is the whole moderator clique thing that people apparently think exists. TeamSpeak, we have how many mods? Mm-hmm. 11 mods. Wait, is that true? No, we have 10 mods. Not the smartest thing to have an equal number since the votes that happen are majority votes, but out of all the mods that we have, people apparently think we have some kind of clique going on, that we're just buddy-buddy pal and everyone sticks together. We don't. It's as simple as that. I mean, the only people I talk to regularly from the mod team is Alice Garion and No Name. The others I talk to here and there. I know that Beth and Garion probably talk a bit together here and there. Alice and Sunny does, Suits and Miss, but like, if you want to call it anything, it's probably a fractionalized democracy. Certainly no big or bigger group that, you know, has control over all the mods to sway everyone's opinion. It's really frustrating to hear that there are people who apparently have issues with users who don't feel comfortable coming to the mods because we're some kind of clique that just never gets anything done. I mean, if we never got anything done, or if we never banned anyone, there'd still be a lot of idiots on TeamSpeak pissing everyone off. So it's simply categorically untrue. And if it's because you feel like there are no mods that you can trust, then I simply don't understand why. I mean, you have a fucking flurry of people you can talk to. It just fucking boggles my mind. And it really pisses me off too, because I want to make TeamSpeak a better place for people to hang out. I'm not trying to make this like a fucking communist Russia where you report everyone for saying, you know, anything bad or whatever, but yeah. If people have issues with users, you should try to fucking resolve that shit. And if people are assholes, fucking report it or come to us. Yeah. Annoyed, angry rant over, I suppose. A shitty ramble.